Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in.
One of the things that strikes me about Lent is that we have opportunities to do things a little different to remind us that we're in a different season. And so Joe is going to read a contemporary reading today that will be our English translation portion. And we're going to do this every week. So we'll have scripture, but we're also going to have a reading to reflect on.
You are like Reich's swan in his awkward waddling across the pond. The swan doesn't cure his awkwardness by beating himself on the back, or by moving faster, or by trying to organize himself better. He does it by moving toward the elemental water, where he belongs. It is the simple contact with the water that gives him grace and presence. You only have to touch the elemental waters in your own life, and it will transform everything. But you have to let yourself down into those waters from the ground on which you stand, and that can be hard, particularly if you think you might drown. Let go of all this effort and let yourself down, however awkwardly, into the waters.
So this week, I'm going to invite you to journey into the dark woods. Why would I even do that, right? Well, it's to remind you, me, us, that the Holy Spirit tends to shake things up a bit and begins to awaken those nudges into fuller life in the dark woods. It's also to remind you that life is messy. Life is uncertain. And rather than thinking of it to be a problem to be solved, what if we saw uncertainty as a gift, helping us let go of whatever we cannot contain so that we can live more wholeheartedly? So our scriptures this morning, 1 Corinthians, familiar passage. Many of us have heard it over and over, and you know the part about growing up, you know, when I was a child, now I'm a grown up. The end of the passage, though, is what I find most fascinating. For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only a part. Then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. So I wonder about this idea of now we see in the mirror dimly. So most biblical scholars seem to think that is to remind us that we only have partial knowledge or prophecy. And then, when we become complete, And for most of us, you would, might interpret that as, you know, when we die and ascend to the heavenly spot. Most scholars tell us, actually, we're going to have to wait longer. It's the second coming. But when we get there, whatever there is, we're going to see clearly. So, to put it in my words, I think what Paul is saying to us is that when we reach that point of mature faith, we embrace the mystery to be lived, those things that we don't know about. And we understand that not every problem can be solved. And we accept uncertainty as a gift. And I think the moment you realize there's just much more to meet the eye than you are, that you yourself are a mystery. So if you're a mystery to yourself, imagine what you might be to everyone else. My husband and I have that conversation all the time. We're a mystery to each other even after 46 and a half, did I get it right? 46 and a half years of marriage. But it's in this mystery, this period of time, I think, where we get exposed to God. It's also where we enter what's called the dark woods. Yeah, I'm going to get to it and tell you what dark woods means. But it's this sense of dark woods, of being in a place where we develop a sense of God's presence in the darkness. So our Lenten series and our spiritual formation class immediately following, just a little plug, are centered around a book called Gifts of the Dark by Dr. Eric Elsness. He's a pastor, a speaker, a media host. His reflections will guide us during the next 6 weeks of Lent. Here's what he says about his book. Yes, a little bit of a plug. If you're looking for something to guide you during this Lenten series, I'd highly recommend it. Ultimately, he says, this book, his book, is about seeing life through new eyes, recognizing that experiences of failure, emptiness, and uncertainty are as critical for finding our way through life as they are unavoidable. He goes on to say, these experiences frequently offer clues, in fact, to what the ancients would name our calling or path in life. Now, First Presbyterian Church, and perhaps some of you out there, have been in this place of uncertainty as we've entered this transition, particularly about your future. And let's be honest, most of us have not been a fan of this uncertainty. We want answers. Yet, I wonder if we really do. Author John Ortberg, Reverend Ortberg, observes in his book, Faith and Doubt, we all think we want certainty, but we don't. What we really want is trust. Ortberg goes on to say, trust is better than certainty because it honors the freedom of persons and makes possible growth and intimacy that certainty alone could never produce. We're searching for trust. I often ask, if I know how each of the churches I have served in transition are going to move forward in their future, am I certain which turns they're going to take and which certain direction they're going to go? I don't. 10 times, and I don't. What I do know is each time I arrive at a church, we enter a time of journey together, a journey of uncertainty, a gift of uncertainty. And my job is kind of to be a guide into that uncertain future. And I always hope and pray that each church discovers the path in life, the journey that God is calling them on. That's why the church does a mission study, and I don't. That's why the church transition team identifies the 3 goals we're going to work on, and I don't. But I'm the cheerleader. I'm the one that kind of says, yes, go for it. Because I love uncertainty in churches, because I think that's where we find God. So our journey is certainly uncertain. But then life is uncertain. As we step into the dark woods, we need to make sure that we are prepared for the future. So each week, we're going to take time to reflect. What is something you're uncertain about right now? What's something you're worried about right now? Uncertainty is around us. But for Christians, uncertainty is met by trust in God's presence. And that is a true gift of the dark woods. Amen.
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.